I'm Deirdre Kennedy with a report on the state's efforts to crack down on unfair claims handling in the health insurance industry. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. In an historic move, the Department of Managed Healthcare and the Department of Insurance have teamed up for the first time to prosecute a major health insurer in California. The two state agencies are seeking millions of dollars in penalties against Pacific Care and its parent company, United Healthcare, for failing to pay insurance claims or not paying them on time. The DMHC and the Department of Insurance launched a joint investigation in 2007 that looked at more than a million claims filed over the previous year. DMHC Director Cindy Enos.
What PacifiCare and United did was, first of all, deny an inordinate number of claims, upwards of 30%, like one out of three claims, was determined incorrectly one or multiple times. That's a failure rate that is unacceptable.
Enos says this is the first time the DMHC got involved with an investigation with the Department of Insurance because it's the first time so many HMO patients have been affected. The DMHC has jurisdiction over HMOs, while the Department of Insurance regulates PPO plans. The two agencies also found that Pacific Care failed to update its provider directories with the correct physician information.
So a patient who's seeking a doctor would call up somebody that they think is in the directory and say, no, we're out of the directory, been out of the directory for a year, or vice versa, wouldn't know that a doctor was in the directory. Again, that really does impact patients. Another issue that they did was not load the contract information. So if hospitals were supposed to get a 10% increase in their rates, United did not load that information for upwards of 8 months. And, you know, once again, it has a real dramatic effect on the bottom line of a hospital or a physician when they're not getting paid.
Eventually, patients were getting bills from physicians and hospitals asking them to pay the fees out of their own pockets. One provider that took a serious hit from the problems with United Pacific Care was the University of California Health System. Santiago Muñez is Associate Vice President of Clinical Services for UC. He says getting shortchanged by the insurance payers had reached the point of affecting UC's ability to operate, so it raised the alarm with the Department of Insurance in spring of 2006.
The UC Clinical Enterprise is the fifth largest healthcare delivery system in California, and we're really the leading provider of certain specialty services and medical procedures. And really critical to the ongoing operation of the UC Clinical Enterprise is predictable clinical payments from our commercial plan partners.
Muñoz says the situation got so bad with Pacific Care that at one point, UC was actually considering dropping it as a commercial partner.
These kinds of problems are not atypical in the large business relationship between the clinical enterprise and commercial payers. What really typifies the situation with United and Pacific Care is the magnitude of it. That is what sets it apart. The entire book of business with United Pacific Care for the University of California Medical Centers and the 5,200 faculty practice plan positions is about $320 million. And the delay in payments and the payments that were paid inappropriately is, we would say, millions of dollars annually.
The Pacific Care experience has prompted UC to refine and adapt its billing practices, says Muñoz.
I think we're certainly going to be more vigilant in reviewing the claims processes and ensuring that the contractual arrangements are crystal clear on what the obligations are of the health plan partners to ensure accurate and timely payment and what our obligations are in facilitating that process. So that is an important item for us. And I have to say, the need for that has been made clear to us as a result of the enormous leadership by DMHC and DOI in reviewing these claim processes and reviewing the concerns that we've articulated.
Pacific Care did not respond to requests for an interview, but in a written statement said there was, quote, a spike in processing errors in June of 2006. It says it took longer than expected to catch up with changes to its provider network. Pacific Care blames the problems on the slow transition after it was acquired by its parent company, Minnesota-based United Health Group, in late 2005. The statement says inadequate staffing and training at the time contributed to the delays and that the company has since taken steps to remedy the situation. But that excuse doesn't lessen the company's responsibility in the state of California, says DMHC Chief Cindy Enos.
You know, it may sound like, well, they just made a mistake, but in reality, that's what an insurance company is set up to do, is to pay claims. And so when your primary function has an error rate of up to 30%, you have a very serious problem, and it is one that we take very seriously and we want the company to take very seriously as well.
Particularly when an out-of-state company comes into California to try to boost its profits, she says. The state of California has already recovered more than $1 million in lost reimbursements for patients. If United Pacific Care is found to have deliberately mishandled the claims, the joint company could be fined up to $1.3 billion. United Health Group, Pacific Care's parent company, reported record profits in 2007 with revenues of more than $75 billion, 15% over 2006. The company credits improved service and ongoing innovation to enhance health care. The Department of Managed Health Care disclosed in a release that last month the company said that it expects to lose more than 400,000 customers nationally because of poor customer service. United Pacific Care is not the first major health insurer to come under the state's scrutiny. Last December, the Department of Insurance announced plans to fine Blue Shield more than $12 million for illegally canceling patients' policies. The state insurance commissioner announced plans for a more focused review into the claims practices of the 8 largest health insurers in California. The DMHC says it will be watching closely to see if joint action is warranted in the future. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.